Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A vacant homes tax should be considered by government while the forthcoming zoned land tax should be increased beyond a planned 3% rate, according to a new Oireachtas Committee report, which is to come out tomorrow. Now, the report from the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Housing, which will be published on Tuesday, will recommend an increase in maximum funding available under the repair and leasing scheme for the from the current limit of 60,000. By the way, that particular scheme has had very slow uptake. Nobody's bothering with it, and I don't know. There must be a reason why. Maybe there's some tax reason or a loophole that it doesn't make it worth people's while. I don't know. The scheme was introduced to help people bring vacant properties that were derelict, essentially, back to use for social housing purposes. Now, maybe it's because if you bring it back to use, you must give it up for social housing for a period of time, and maybe that doesn't suit people. Anyway, the report notes evidence given to the committee by architect Mel Reynolds, who estimates that there are currently 137,000 vacant homes at present. The debate around vacancy comes at a time when the state is struggling to meet the twin pressures of domestic housing crisis and efforts to house Ukrainian refugees and other asylum seekers and refugees. And the government source said this weekend that between 150 and 200 refugees continue to arrive every single day, and that finding accommodation continues to be a challenge. The new report into urban regeneration has recommended that the establishment of a single national platform which would put together and validate all existing data on vacancy and dereliction. And the government is planning to introduce what they call a vacant property tax in Budget 2023, according to the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. Speaking on the radio this morning, Minister O'Brien said, the new tax will be outlined in the budget later this year. He went on to say it's important to get a real handle on what is the level of vacancy. We will see in every town and village good properties on main streets and villages across and in the village cores. I am looking to help that, not just by way of a tax that may be brought forward, but by a grant for homeowners where they would be able to, for first-time buyers and others, be able to get assistance to do those properties up to bring them back to market level. Now, there are two sides to the story. Yes, it's unfair if, say, large companies or investment companies come in and buy a lot of properties and leave them empty. It's also unfair, by the way, that the council in this country is sitting on a lot of properties that are just remaining derelict and empty too. I wonder would they be charged a tax. But here's the argument against the vacant property tax. That's the argument for it, that people need housing. And, you know, it's hard when you're stuck for somewhere to live, like that lady in Bray and her child, her 17-year-old child, and you see a house empty around the corner that's owned by the council or owned by somebody else, maybe a private landlord. It's just sitting there empty. It's hard to swallow. It's a bitter pill, isn't it? A tax might encourage those people to give up those properties. The argument against it is, it's their property. So they're already paying a property tax on it. Because they have to, because the revenue know about every single property in the country. They might want to keep it. It might be an older couple. They might want to keep it for their sons and daughters to leave it to them. Just leave it empty. They're not with their. For some people, renting it out is not an option because it just costs too much in revenue. Too much hassle, not worth the hassle. They might be able to get the renters out. So they're keeping it. They've already paid tax on their earnings, which they bought the house with. So why would you tax them again? That's a punishment more than a tax, isn't it? And I'll give you one example. If I had a car I wasn't using and it was sitting in my front car, my neighbour said, I don't have a car. Can I borrow your one or rent it off you? And I said, well, no, I want to keep that in the front garden. And they said, OK, I'll get the government to charge you tax on it, so, because you're not going to give me a loan of it. That kind of stinks a little bit, doesn't it? Maybe you think it's a good idea. I don't know. Maybe you think a vacant property tax is a good idea to incentivise people with a second property to put it up for rent or social housing. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you agree with the idea of a vacant property tax for anybody who has a second property, that they must rent it out or pay a tax for keeping it empty? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Getting back to the vacant property tax, and also, by the way, we can kind of, I suppose, match this in with the fact that many people at the moment are saying that, well, like the lady from Bray who was on to us, that she was staying in a studio apartment, and because they had to make the apartment available for refugees, that she was put essentially out on the street, and she's now couch surfing, so to speak, with her 17-year-old daughter, which is not good enough, really, is it? But I want to go to Joanne. Joanne, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Joanne?
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Good. Now, yourself, your son and your fiancé, I do apologise. Your son and his fiancé and a five-year-old will be homeless next week. And
how did they a weeks ago about it, remember?
Oh, I do remember you, yes. I do remember you. Okay, so explain the situation again for people who may not have been listening that day.
Well, basically, the landlord, the apartment they're renting, he informed him he wants to move back in.
Yeah.
So he gave him at first he gave him the wrong paperwork and then he gave him the right paperwork. Mm-hmm. So it's all above board. So, yeah, and they've been looking for months and emailing, checking Daft multiple times a day.
And no luck since the last time we spoke? No, nothing at all?
Nothing. And they both work, as I said to you, they never had HAP or any, you know, help to
They've never taken anybody off the state for it. Yeah, of course,
never,
they tried to do it on their own, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, doing it on their own. And as you can appreciate it, you can't really save a deposit for a house when you're paying a lot out in rent.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, and...
How long are they, when are they planning on getting married? Are they? Because you said fiancé, so I'm assuming they're engaged.
They're engaged good few years, yeah. I'd say, you know, whenever they can afford it.
When they can afford it, I suppose that's the thing, yeah, when you can have the money.
Yeah, so basically they have 12 days now and nothing, nowhere, there's no... And you know what I have a problem with, and I really do have a problem with this, with the government coming out, and I can say this now without anyone calling me a racist, okay?
Okay.
But you have the government coming out and giving a guarantee to people, come here, we will find you a place, even if it's a sports hall. They're not giving no guarantee like that to our own. Like,
okay,
no one's coming out saying if anyone's going to find themselves homeless, you know, this is what we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no clarity for them.
Yeah.
They don't know.
No, I understand. Well, I wouldn't call you a racist for saying that. I mean, obviously everybody empathises with the situation that refugees would be in. But in saying that, we have a duty as well to our own citizens too. And you believe they're failing in that duty?
Well, of course they are. I mean, actually, can I just mention there now, while I'm on to, there's a group on Facebook, it's called One by One. It was set up here in Cork. It's basically just people sharing information about vacant council houses. They're putting up photographs of these houses and they're saying how long they've been sitting there with boarded up.
I know.
And I have a real problem with this now, because where I'm living, I can, within 3 to 4 minutes, I can walk past 3 council houses, one in particular, 2 years of sitting there, boarded up.
I have no understanding of why that happens. And I hear this story all the time that the council or somebody will say may pass away or somebody may hand back a council house. And it sits there with wood on the windows or steel on the windows, whatever they put on the windows, depending on where it is. And it'll sit there for a year and a half.
Well, I can tell you now, the one in particular, they're gone 2 years. They handed back the key.
Yeah.
And they're gone at least 2 years, because I know.
How long does it take to get a house ready? I mean, it couldn't take that long.
Seemingly in Cork, it's supposed to be 85 weeks, somebody said.
85 weeks?
That's the rumour that's going around.
That's about 18 months. Yeah, that's about 18 months. Yeah.
No, I mean...
That's a ridiculous amount of time.
They approached the council and said, look, well, you know, we take anywhere, really. Like, they're so desperate.
Yeah.
We do it up. We don't care if it doesn't have fancy floors or anything. This is how desperate people are. But they're just talking to the wall.
Yeah, they just want a roof over their heads and somewhere they can cook a dinner and sleep.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And I actually went to a rally there in Cork there 2 weeks ago. It was actually about dereliction, the amount of derelict properties lying empty.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are commercial.
Yeah.
That's another scandal in itself. And I met a councillor there, and I won't mention names, and he actually said to me, she actually should tell them that they're not together anymore. That's what they're doing to people now. They want them to lie and break up families.
Yeah, because if your son's fiancé said she was a single mum with a 5-year-old, she'd probably be dealt with quicker.
Yeah,
that's the point.
And I think that's a disgrace.
Well, it is. Well, it is. Of course, it's
My son, I'm not saying he's special here now, because we're all special in our own way, but that boy could work 10 hours a day. Now, he could work 10 hours, maybe 12 sometimes. And what are they getting back for it? Absolutely nothing. Treated like dirt. As I said, no, sorry if I offend anyone saying this, they're refugees in our own country now.
They're certainly going to be homeless. That's for sure.
Well, they are in 12 days now. The clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just crazy. It's crazy.
I'm really sorry to hear that they haven't got anywhere since the last time we spoke. And obviously they've been looking on Daft and the usual place. Daft seems to be the main go-to place that everyone goes to to have a look. And there's very little. I know even in relation to hotel rooms, for example, or even, you know, rooms to share or rent or whatever it is. For example, if you look on Daft in certain areas at the moment, there's just absolutely nothing.
It's just nothing.
And if there is, it's just overpriced.
Yeah, and then you, Darrell O'Brien, coming out and on about these new schemes, you know, this new one out that I'm like... This
vacant
doesn't
tax.
Make sense. No, this new one out that they're going to give public land to developers to build on. Okay,
oh, yes,
they're going
of course.
to provide him with up to 144,000 of our money. So therefore, my son's taxes are going to pay to build these houses, and he can't even get one. You know what I'm saying?
And are they? By the way, I know your son and his fiancée are paying for what they have at the moment, but are they on the housing list anyway?
Oh yeah. But they've been told they've effectively been told 4 years they're on it, and they're having the hope. That basically, bluntly, was what they were told. Zero.
And why? Time. Why not? Because they're not priority, is it, or something?
Well, because they're not in the list. They're not in the list long enough. They're only on the list 4 years.
Yeah, the going rate could be 10 years. Do you agree with the idea of, by the way, of what they call a vacant property tax, which they say will free up a lot of houses? I don't think it's going to free up many houses, to be honest with you, because a lot of those vacant properties are being operated by the council anyway in the first place, unless they're going to be paying tax on them.
Well, that's going to be complicated, because where I'm living here, there's a house behind me and the man is dead 7 years and is still sitting there because it's gone through the courts.
It's gone through probate, yes, of course.
There's a lot of issues there so they can't just say it's going to be black and white.
Yeah, of course. And there's a lot of houses like that through the Fair Deal scheme as well. I know they're trying to speed that process up too, but a lot of houses are in probate.
Absolutely.
Around the country of people who have passed away.
The problem, the problem here is, right, it says here, like, I done my figures on this, we're paying out 750 million a year on HAP. Why isn't that being put into building council houses?
I agree with you. 25 million in Dublin alone per month, by the way. And I agree with you. But the problem is, if we don't pay out that 750 million that you talk about, or the 25 million a month in Dublin, for example, well, then where are all those people going to live? Because they couldn't afford to rent a house. So if we use that money to build houses, it's a bit of a catch-22. Well, those people still have nowhere to live until we build those houses.
But I mean, it would pay for itself in the long run.
Oh, it will. There's no doubt it would pay for itself, because all we're doing at the moment is funding private landlords.
And which you know, and I know that 25% of them up there in the Dáil are landlords. Some of them have 16 properties. So it's not in their interest to change the situation at all. But I just hope the Irish people now will start to wake up here and say, look, this is crazy now that we have young families now with nowhere to go, expected to get up in the morning and hold down their jobs.
Yeah.
With no certainty, this has to be in their civil rights are being trampled all over on.
Yeah.
And the Irish people are just sitting back and taking it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. And whatever with their civil rights, but certainly the government do have a duty.
Right, sorry, I meant to say.
No. The government, you're right. The government have a responsibility and a duty to its own citizens first and foremost, and then of course if we can help anybody else out, well and good. But they do have a duty to their own citizens. And to your son and his fiancée and their 5-year-old child.
And there's hundreds.
So, by the way, what are they going to do if they don't get somewhere in the next 12 days?
Well, I don't know. See,
Will they be on the sofa in your house?
Her mom is battling cancer, so she's going through chemo, so going back there isn't an option.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, it was until it changed, you know.
I mean, I know they don't want to be on somebody's sofa, but it looks like that could be the case.
It possibly looks like that, or even... I know it's a stupid suggestion. I said to my son, get a mattress made up for the back of your work van and move in there and highlight it. Drive around the country and wake the people up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's crazy.
No, it is crazy. You are right. You are right. I'm not going to disagree with anything you're saying.
And he's driving around every day, working and looking at council houses, sitting there empty, and he could be in there paying rent.
Yep. No, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. And look, I wish you well, and I wish your son well, and his fiancée and their 5-year-old. I hope in 12 days they're not homeless. I hope they find somewhere, although it's not looking hopeful if there's only 12 days left. Listen, thank you once again for raising the issue. And if he does end up back in the back of the van, by the way, please come on and talk to us about it, because I think that's a terrible situation to end up in. Lorenzo, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lorenzo?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. But now, this going back to the vacant property tax, there are two ways of looking at this. It's punishing those who happen to have a second home, or it's freeing up a house and encouraging people to free up houses for rent. So there's two ways of looking at it. Which way do you look at it?
Well, I own a property in Italy, basically. So I can talk from, I'd say, both points of view. Like, I mean, if Italian government starts to say, if that house is free, we're going to tax you more because we have a problem. Obviously, I mean, there's not so many things I can do in terms of if I want to keep it free for... I don't know, I might go back in Italy and I want a place already without go looking. That's nothing else except paying taxes. But, I mean, since you've said about this, I was driving around and I've counted 7 properties with like closed windows or with wooden panels or like.
Now we don't, yeah, but I mean, no. And Joanne makes a really good point that we don't know the circumstances behind those houses. Because I'll give you an example.
Yeah, exactly.
When my father died, for example, even though he made a will, you know, leaving the house to myself and my sister, the house still went into probate for over, it was like about 16 months.
Definitely, because, I mean, I can tell you, for example, when I was in West Cork, there was a petrol station that was kind of mechanic as well. They were trying to sell it, but whoever was going to buy was going to pay to remove the fuel tanks under.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
How much will be the cost to do that?
Well, they don't actually remove them. I think what they do is they fill them with concrete.
They probably fill in, but still would be a huge cost.
Of course, yeah.
Everything else. But I think that, I mean, it might help to, I mean, the tax might help to bring something more on the market. But
But would it be fair? Let's say I had a second property, right?
Yeah.
And, geez, I don't even have one. But let's say I had a second one, right? And I decided, look, I'm going to leave that. I don't want the hassle of renting it out. I couldn't be dealing with it. And, you know, I shouldn't have to pay tax. I'd hardly make anything out after I pay me tax and maintain it and everything. So I'd just leave it there. And then when my son is 21, sure, I give it to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just leave it empty. Now, I've worked on my life. I've paid me taxes.
Yeah.
I pay property tax, and I paid tax on the money that I used to buy it in the first place. So why should... Some people would suggest it's almost a punishment.
In a sort of way, it might be in that way, but if you look from the government point of view, if there is an emergency, they have to find a solution. And that, I think, is the fastest solution, obviously, at someone else's expense.
but is that fair? And I gave an analogy earlier on. If I had a second car sitting in the garden, neighbour had no car and said, "Can I use your car?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, I'm going to charge a tax unless you give me a loan of it." I mean, it doesn't make sense in some way.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem is if Ireland has a problem with houses, and you have to find the solutions, and you have houses that are not rented, not sold, and left there that can be used for different purposes, you might end up with, if there is kind of someone to push you to put on the market, it might be then the chance that you're starting to say, yeah, okay, I have to put on the market because I don't want to pay the tax. But the problem is that I think we'll just just move the problem to the renting then.
Well, I think so,
rent,
yeah.
If you have to rent and the rent is already, I don't know, 1500, and you have an extra tax, then the rent will be 1800. And
if you rent it out, you won't be paying the tax. It's only for people who won't rent it out.
Yeah, but then it depends how much time it will spend, because then
vacant.
You have to get back
yes.
that kind of money back, kind of. Or if the house is there 10 years, might be that needs a plumber to go and do again, or do the electric again, or the kitchen again.
Of course, yeah, a lot of people can't afford to make it ready for rental, if you know what I mean, yeah.
I mean, there will be things behind, so I kind of see the point of putting tax, but I don't think will be the solution. Like, it will just move the problem to having more properties on the market still unachievable because the rent would be...
Yeah, maybe it'll end up putting a lot of properties on the market that are not suitable to rent as well. Thank you, Lorenzo, for that. A lot of people texting in. Niall, will the council be paying a tax on all the vacant properties they have all over the country? I reckon they make up most of them. You're probably right, by the way. I'm assuming the council wouldn't be paying the tax. It's just you.
Hi, Niall. Sean. With regard to tax on vacant properties, I think it's totally ridiculous. They're already taxed with property tax. So simply that's double taxation again to cover up the inadequacies of the government's failure to build affordable housing. Why should someone that has a holiday home down the country have to rent it out to a complete stranger and go through all the hassle of repairs, etc., 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 and not be able to use their home that they've worked hard for? And I say good luck to anyone that's got a second home like that. What's going to happen next? Are they going to start taxing all the mobile homes on the caravan sites around the seaside towns? It's bloody ridiculous. Anyway, that's my penny's worth. Good luck. Nice show.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for that. He's got a good point, by the way. Why should somebody have to pay tax on a holiday home when they don't want to go to the trouble of renting it during the year? That's their own business. They're basically being penalised as far as he's concerned. But Sarah, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm all right. No, I totally agree with the last speaker and that other lady that was speaking.
Mm, yeah, you know, the poor other lady with her son and her, his fiancé and the five, they're going to be homeless in 12 days.
Yeah, well, that's a disgrace, and she is, right? Like, the refugees coming into the country, like, all it takes is for a little while for them to be here and are housed.
Well, I don't think that's always the case now, in fairness.
No, but I don't care. Like, yeah. We can butter this up, we can, I don't know, glorify it or whatever. Yeah, empathy, we feel sorry for them and all that, but you have to take care of your own first. I don't care what anyone says.
What do you say to people? Okay, I'm just going to say that to you, Sarah. So, what do you say to people when you hear the line, we need to look after our own first? And people say that, and by the way, I don't necessarily disagree with that, by the way, because as I mentioned already, the government have a duty to its own citizens, right? But when you say that line, people get all very upset and they say, Sarah must be racist.
I'm not racist, right? I tell you why.
I don't believe you are, for a
minute,
no.
When we entered the EU, right? Now, I'm not educated in all this mad stuff going behind the EU, right? An awful lot of people came into our country, right? And I've nothing against that, right? But our government didn't build extra houses, didn't build extra hospitals. They didn't cater for the amount of people that came into our country, right?
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And it's still like that today. Right, there's a crisis over in Ukraine. I can understand that. But by Jesus, look after your own first.
Okay, okay.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And it, do you think...
And it shows other countries as well. Like, what type of a country we are.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
mean...
And like,
yeah, you're right.
We're paying
right.
property tax as it is, right? And so what do you get for it?
Well, they'll claim you'll get you'll get services like your street lighting and
No.
That's
no,
well, that's what they tell you.
I bought a property, right? I bought a place, right?
Yeah.
And when I bought a forest, there was one or two lights. The estate wasn't fully finished, right?
Yeah.
I was paying property tax. The person, the back of me wasn't, which I couldn't. It didn't make any sense whatsoever, right? There was a mad storm there a couple of years ago and there was no lighting and it was a dangerous area. And my other half, he's very good, he's very intelligent, he's well educated and he's well able to talk. And he spoke and he rang the council. And they says that had nothing at all got to do with them, right? But we're still paying property tax. That has to do with the landowner, the person that owned the land.
See, when you build a housing estate, the landowner holds on to the land for 10 years. I think they're mm-hmm. responsible for the land for 10 years and then they pass it over then to the local council.
Yeah, well, he said we did actually eventually get in contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed it on. He passed it on to the council. But the council is still today.
No, I know. I understand the point you're making. So why are you paying property tax when the government are not going to take any responsibility for the area?
Yeah.
So
and
I
now
get
you
that.
Want us to pay an extra if you have another bit of property? It's like what you said at the statement that you made. If you have a car in your garden, that's your car. You paid for it. You worked for it. You can do what you want with it.
And if your neighbour says, can I have a loan of it? And you say no, should you have to pay a tax on it for not using it?
Exactly. That's your right to say no.
Like, but I suppose there is a problem where you've got people who are sitting on empty properties. And maybe some older people might have derelict older properties. They can't afford to do them up. And there is, by the way, there is a fund out there, a scheme to help them do them up. And they're saying, well, you know, if we could just, you know, encourage those to rent those properties out.
Yeah, but no, you don't want to. There's a lot of people out there in residential care, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about nursing homes and you're talking about mental health institutions. And they have property.
Yeah.
And they're already paying property tax.
Yeah.
And just because they don't actually live there, the government has no right to come along and say, listen, we're going to put an extra charge on your tax if you don't. Either let it out or rent it out. Or
well, I wouldn't say now it'll be on a primary residence. It'll be on a second home. It'll be on a second property.
That is their home. You can't
No. I understand that. A lot of those houses will be on the Fair Deal scheme. And as I said already, a lot of houses are in probate too, by the way. And if we are going to look at people and start charging them a tax, I think we should be looking at the council because the council are the guiltiest when it comes to leaving properties empty.
Well, I've seen many over the years, many, many over the years. And like, I'd be one of these people that was on the waiting list for 17 years. And just because I was a single person and I worked and all I did was work to pay rent and it was a horrible experience.
Because you were low priority because you were single and you worked.
The affordable housing. And when people said affordable housing, I went to view a place up in Swords and it was a dog box. And I was willing to pay nearly €1,500
for a dog box
because I was already paying €1,400 for a one bedroom apartment.
I know. I mean, look, I know Swords well. I'm very familiar with it. The prices are shocking. Sarah, I've run out of time. Listen, but you made a lot of good points.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.